Robert Sorley is bringing in the awards, but will the winner's trophy be one of them? Late Tuesday night, Sorley checked into McGrath as the first musher, receiving the Penn Air Spirit of Alaska Award. Robert then continued leading the trail, and early Thursday morning was the first musher to check into the ghost town of Iditarod on the banks of Iditarod Creek. The checkpoint is about 564 miles into the race and signifies the halfway point in the southern route. Being the first musher in gave him the GCI Dorothy Page Halfway Award, as well as $4,000 in gold nuggets. Robert may be experiencing some deja vu. Last time he ran the Iditarod in 2003, he won the Penn Air Award, won the Halfway Award, and also went on to win the race. Sorley is most likely currently taking his 24-hour layover in Iditarod, and that would schedule him to leave around 3 a.m. on Friday morning. I had a chance to speak with Robert in Anchorage at the race start. He talks about his modest aspirations for this year's race and Team Norway in general.
How well do you think you're going to do? It's a very competitive race this year.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, but I hope. And top 10, I hope.
So you brought somebody with you this year. What can you tell us about Mr. Anderson?
Yeah, Mr. Anderson, he is my nephew, and he has a really good team. I think he will be up about the top 10 too.
Top 10?
Yeah, he has doing mushing in 15 years. And he won the longest sled dog race in Europe last year. With the dogs Kjetterbakken not take with him to Iditarod. So I think he has a really good team and he can beat me.
Yeah, you think so?
No, I don't hope so. Kjetil had his team last year, and this year is my time.
Okay.
And the next year is Bjørnar to pick up the best team. So I think next year it will be the best team ever. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
The next major race award will come in Unalakleet, where the first musher to arrive will win the Wells Fargo Gold Coast Award. In 2003, Sorley won that one too. With KICY News, I'm Josh Rogers.